listening to Soul Talks, your weekly podcast that dives deep into soulful conversations to encourage growth, inner wisdom, and ultimately to help you continue on your own personal healing journey. So if you're ready to do a soul dive, join me every week right here.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Soul Talks. In today's episode, I'm going to dive into silencing your inner critic. For me personally, I'm one of those people who can be very hard on themselves. Whenever I feel like I haven't lived up to my own expectations or I haven't shown up or expressed myself in a way close enough to this ideal version of myself or this idea of perfectionism, then my inner critic gets triggered and that can result in negative self-talk, which is very harmful to yourself because it really lacks compassion and it lacks forgiveness. And I know that for a lot of you out there, there is this sense of external and internal pressure to be a certain way, to act a certain way, to be perfect in some type of way. There are these internal, external expectations that we place on ourselves, or that we might even have external pressure to meet. And for a lot of us, our inner critic starts to act up whenever we feel like we drop the ball and we don't meet these expectations. And for so many, our inner critic is so unconscious that we don't even realize when it happens. And for me, when I started to do the work of becoming aware of when my inner critic starts to act up and what it looks like when it does act up, was a big eye-opener because I didn't realize how negatively I did speak to myself whenever I felt like I dropped that ball, whenever I felt like I wasn't showing up in a good enough way. And when I started to realize all of the negative self-talk loops that ran through my mind in these triggering moments, I really started to become aware of how I can start to reshape my reactions and responses during these triggering situations so that instead of partially judging myself, I can instead remind myself that I am still good enough regardless of how I show up in any given situation. And that I am still loved by myself and everyone else because I am human. And even though I feel this pressure, and usually it was self-made pressure to be perfect or to show up in a certain way, it doesn't mean that I'm not good enough. And it doesn't mean that I deserve negative self-judgment. So by expanding my awareness to notice my inner critic, I was able to change my habits to those of self-compassion and self-forgiveness, and practicing those on a deep, deep level, especially in those times when I felt like I wasn't deserving of that. And when your inner critic shows up, it can really change your emotional state because your mind is such a powerful tool. But when you can become aware of your conscious and unconscious patterns or mental loops, then you can really use your mental power to your aid and to your healthy development rather than allowing it to become unhealthy and harmful to your well-being. So my challenge to you just over the next little while is to see if you can really notice your thoughts throughout your day or your thoughts after uncomfortable situations that might trigger you into negative mental spirals. And a great way to just notice these thoughts is to practice journaling a lot so that you can really see how you talk to yourself. One of my practices when I was starting to become more aware of my inner critic was writing down different thoughts that were going through my mind throughout the day, and so that I could have a different perspective on how I actually speak to myself. Because having that outside looking in perspective, meaning looking at this piece of paper with your thoughts on it, gives a very different perspective versus just being with yourself and trying to notice your thoughts. It's a lot easier to see something when it's written down and it's tangible and it's right in front of you, because when you can actually see it, then you can really start to feel a better sense of, okay, this needs to change, and how can I incorporate more self-compassion in these particular situations? Or, oh, I didn't know I thought that about myself, or I didn't know that I think this. How can I reshape it and change it so that it's more healthy for myself? So just starting to notice when your inner critic comes up, when it starts to get triggered, and using journaling to help you recognize your thought patterns throughout your day and your patterns, your unconscious or conscious behaviors, and just noticing what might be inner critic related or what might be harmful, and how you might be able to replace your inner critic with self-compassion and self-forgiveness. And also just recognizing that your inner critic is just your ego, because your ego always is challenging you to do more, be more, and trying to always get you reaching towards something more. But recognizing that who you are now and what you have now is enough can really help you go in that direction of self-compassion and self-forgiveness. When we're constantly striving towards this idea of perfectionism, it can really result in anxiety. And for a lot of perfectionists, it can even stop you from taking action on the things that you want to do out of fear of it not being perfect enough, or fear of judgment if it's not perfect enough. And your inner critic is strongly related to your idea of perfectionism and your idea of yourself and what you have to offer. So if you can practice letting go of all of these ideas of perfectionism and not being enough and fear of judgment, then you can start to release some of that perfectionism and feel a little bit lighter and a little healthier in your relationship towards your own sense of self-worth, self-love, self-compassion, all of that important stuff that is required to maintain a healthy sense of yourself and a healthy dose of self-love. So if you're one of those who have this tendency towards perfectionism, just know that that's fine. So many of us out there have that tendency, but how we choose to react and respond to it is really what matters. So can we manage and be aware of what our inner critic starts to communicate towards us whenever we feel like we've dropped the ball of not meeting these expectations or not being perfect enough or not being whatever we think is not good enough? Noticing what our inner critic starts to say to us and being able to change that by remembering that we're human, that we are enough at any moment in time, and forgiving ourselves through compassion for our past mistakes or our past moments where we feel like we could have done better. Because in reality, everything that happens couldn't have happened in any other way. Everything that has happened to us throughout our lives, it's there for a lesson, it's there for a purpose, and the universe always has a method to its madness. So being able to trust that everything happened for a reason can help aid in finding more peace towards those situations where we might be placing our own self-judgment on. So see if after you finish listening to this podcast episode, if you can dedicate some time just to meditate, journal, write down any thoughts that come to mind, and do that for about a week or two and just see what you've noticed and see if there are any past or present situations that are coming up for you where you're really starting to judge yourself harshly, and then being aware of how you can change that, how you can shape that into more self-compassion and self-forgiveness. And it's just a constant practice of noticing your inner critic and being able to switch gears and come back to that path of self-love and self-compassion. That's the end of this episode of Soul Talks. I hope that I've left you with a little bit more awareness of how you can really be more aware of your inner critic and how you can learn to silence it and create more healthy thought patterns for yourself. I thank you so much for listening to this episode of Soul Talks, and I'll see you again in the next one.